Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Wabba-dabba-dee-da. It's episode 5, season 1 of Below Deck, and this is the show Deckheads with Anna
and your host Nick Turner.
Why would you say your host? I didn't say my host.
Well, that was your fault.
Okay, so then I'm not the host then?
I'm not saying you're not the host. I'm just saying I am the host.
Fucker. Nothing makes me angrier.
Why don't you look at the show notes? Tell me what it says about who hosts.
Okay, you know what? Let's sing our theme song, and I am not entertaining you further. When you have a lot of money, but...
Let's sing. All right, I'm in it now.
The blatant disregard.
All right, I'll sing along.
All right. When you have a lot of money, but your life's up...
When you have a lot of money, but your life's a wreck, just come on board.
You're on Below Deck.
And that's how we open the show every week, guys. Anna feels great, and so do I. We got a hot one.
So
this episode.
This is episode 5. This is a continuation of episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
The charter guests slide a little into this one.
Yeah, because why?
I don't know. It's a weird, they haven't done it this way before, where there's like a, not a clear end.
Yeah.
They like drama, dude. They like to edit the drama.
They love it.
Their cliffhanger was like,
our engineer is now watching the Knicks, and he has fully checked out of our recording.
Who cares?
That's fine by me. I got money on this game. On this podcast, I mean.
Okay.
This is my job. Okay. What are we doing over here?
He's drunk. Okay. So.
That's Kat.
That's Kat?
Yeah. The person who's drunk is Kat, the cast member of this show.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the cliffhanger was, is Kat drunk?
Yeah. She's drunk.
So there's like a really weird opening where. Sam tells Adrian that she doesn't think her boyfriend's real. That was weird.
Adrian probably isn't real.
Well, Adrian takes a lot of abuse, which I think is very funny because she's not affected by any of it.
Oh, she's affected.
Okay, but she doesn't act like she's affected.
Oh, she's coping some way you can't see her. Long sleeves.
Oh my God. Okay. So Simon is still sexually harassing Kat. There's a lot of weird talk about Kat potentially been drinking. She's speaking in a Rhode Island accent, which at the time sounds a little British. It's very weird. She's like, I don't know what. It's like nonsensical.
I'm from Providence. Most of our jobs are in the medical industry. 4 out of the top 5 employers in Providence, Rhode Island are hospitals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So I also... Arden Marine told me a story about how the mayor of Providence apparently was like mobbed up and he went and like broke some guy's knees, went to jail, came out, and then got reelected.
Yeah, he's a murderer. That's the subject of Gangland, Cop Town, one of those podcasts. I'm sorry.
Providence Town. Okay. Crime Town!
There you go. For season 1. I listened to it, but there were like 30 episodes in one season. I'm just like, you got to condense this.
Wait. Okay. So, I wrote, how are their wives okay with this, the sexual harassment? And then Adrian says some weird shit where she's like, look, I know Simon. He's a piece of shit. He's really fucking inappropriate and he's just a monster. And that's why I love him.
What she is saying to Ben, this is to Ben, this conversation?
She may have been saying it in a ITM.
She, well, because Ben confronts her about what
maybe
happened.
Maybe it was to, it actually was to
what
Ben,
what happened
you're
to
right.
Kat. And he was like, you know, I'm not trying to make a big deal of it. I know he's your friend. I'm just going to tell you the facts. I have no opinions here. But he was being really inappropriate and being a chauvinistic pig. And then Adrian's like, like, lets him speak. And then she's like, here's why I'm not going to think any different of him. Yes, yeah. He's a piece of shit. Yes, he's a murderer. Yes, he's a rapist. Yes. Yes, he has marginalized everyone he's ever met.
Yeah.
And they all live in his basement. Yes!
And I fucking love him for that.
That's why I love him.
It's so true.
I would love anyone with no money who does those things. But the fact that he has $1 billion just, I guess, makes me love him even more.
I don't get it because it's not like she's being like, Simon, you're so funny. Like, she's not really reacting to anything he's saying.
She says, he means well. He's a great guy. He would never make someone feel bad. That's what she said. He would never make someone feel bad. Meanwhile, Kat is crying in her room. What,
oh
you
my God.
Animal? You're a piece of trash.
Yeah, and literally Kat is being like, hey, you don't understand what happened to me up there. And Adrian was like, well, you need to be stronger. Tell him to leave you alone. You bitch.
Hey, if our charter wants to put a flashlight on your boobs, you gotta do it.
I am shook by her response to that.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. I need an apology from Captain Lee.
Yeah, I agree. It was bad. I was like, Adrian, that is not how you speak to people. Also, you don't tell a woman to just like woman up. Like, you don't do that. You go fucking address.
You don't tell
the man.
A man to man up. That's not what you say to people. Oh, I was sexually harassed at work. Well, honey, sack up.
Yeah, it was like low-key victim blaming. I was like, I don't care for this, Adrian.
Blatant.
That's why you suck.
But there was something else going on, and everyone was also a little mad at Kat, so there's an element of that. Still
yes.
not right.
While this is all going on, Sam and CJ are having some dumb conversation in their room with CJ being like, why don't you like me? And Sam being like, I'm getting cool for you. And then CJ's like, I gotta go smoke a cig. They fucking suck. Okay. And then I wrote, how is cocaine not allowed, but aggressive sexual harassment okay?
Yeah. That's the big question.
So in the next morning, CJ's like, yeah, you know, Kat is a people pleaser and she always puts her people pleasing ahead of her own self-respect. And Ben's like, whoa, bro. This is what Ben's like. He's like,
oh my God.
Wow. He's like, you should be a shrink.
Oh my God.
It's like, dude, he said the most simple thing. He should be a shrink. Okay, go fuck yourself. All
Ben,
of you.
There's no one on Ben's level. Eventually, Ben just has to like compliment someone and walk away.
Yeah.
You know what? Great shirt, idiot. Bye. I gotta go make some steaks for myself and some fucking Lunchables for our charter, because it's a bunch of 46-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's always weird to me that I always get caught up on is how no one wears shoes on the boat because there's no shoes allowed. But
no
it's
shoes
so
allowed.
Weird.
It's very weird.
They just walk around shoeless.
Yeah, I mean
shoeless and clueless.
It's a wooden boat. Mm-hmm. Shoeless and clueless. If Simon had said that, everyone on the boat would have stood up and started applauding. Shoeless and clueless, how do you do it? How do you do it? Do you think that's what he invested in Google? He's like, look, I don't have any money right now, but I got plenty of rhymes. And they're like, you get 1% of the company. Just rhyme to us a couple
shoeless
of times.
Shoeless and clueless.
You're a genius.
It's really annoying
genius
to know.
Genius and penis.
To know that that man was involved in Google. Okay. So.
He was involved.
Whatever. He's paid people to be involved. Yeah, Sam says she was an engineer and worked on something for NASA and then goes on to say Adrian is a scumbag.
Oh, that's this episode.
She ain't wrong.
Well, this is hard. This is difficult.
And I did write, Ben doesn't wear anything under his chef's coat, deep V style. Have you noticed that? He's always shirtless under his chef's coat.
I can't see under a chef's coat because I don't have a flashlight. The deepest of V's?
Yeah, he just doesn't wear anything under it. So it's like the way it folds over, it creates a deep V, but he's never wearing anything under it.
Well.
He's just like so British and like got gel in my hair.
Is that That's Australian. Jesus Christ. Okay. You are one of the worst accenters I've ever heard.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So Alex
thinks...
And that
person's Swedish?
Mm-hmm. Alex thinks there's too much micromanaging going on. He really doesn't add anything. Why is he in the cast?
At some point, you know, Adrian's boyfriend is named Cooper.
That's his last name.
Right. And so, but she always refers to him as Cooper.
Why? Yeah.
And they say, who calls their boyfriend by their last name? It's just more fuel to that guy's not real. Cooper, Mr. Cooper. Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Well,
wait, you just were watching
television.
I've heard
your girlfriend call you Turners.
Oh, yeah, Turners. That's definitely. You know who calls someone by their last name? You know why she calls him Cooper? Because his first name is Adolf. You can't call someone Adolf.
Okay.
My boyfriend, Cooper. Which Cooper? Oh, yeah, no. A Cooper.
I believed you for a second. I was like, oh, my God. That is some hot, hot tea.
Hot goss.
That's what you get. So, all the terrible people leave, and while they're leaving, Steve gives everyone his card and tells them to come see him if they're ever in Jersey. I'm sorry. Talk about a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I will never hit up Steve. What, is he going to take you to, what, the closest Cracker Barrel? And
who would you hit? Who? What is that? What does that email look like? He's got his card. Okay, so one of the crew that crawled up
There's
from
no
the bowels.
There's no email on there. It's a landline.
Hey, give me a call when you're in Jersey. What? I would love to see someone call him. I want that to be in the next episode. Someone goes to Jersey, calls up Steve. Hey, Steve, you want to get some turkey sammies? So you want some pasta puttanesca?
He doesn't eat that.
No, of course not.
Yeah, and then it comes down to tip time, which everyone's living for, and they only get 10K, which is apparently not enough. And everyone's like, I thought these people were friends with Adrian. And she's like, hey, guys, that's a good tip. This is tough, okay? Like, get over it.
But it's not a good tip. You're a liar, and you have no friends. You call your boyfriend Mr. Cooper. You have no connections with people.
No.
Your only connection is with Simon, who never once agreed that you were friends.
That's true. He did hug her. But she jumped into his arms. He had to hug her.
He never once asked her, God, is there footage of them like having a catch up?
No, she's never around when they're around. That's the weird thing. They're like such good friends, but she doesn't serve on them or whatever, work with them once, help them. No. But I guess that's what Sam always says. She's just always sitting around making lists.
Huh, she's disgusting. Can we get her on the show?
I don't know what happened to her.
I hate her. I got to talk to her. I got to get her in here. Maybe she's like really cool.
Pretend I'm Adrian.
Hey, Adrian. Thanks for coming.
Hi.
Is there anything? Hi. Thank you for saying hello again. Was there anything about the way you were portrayed on the show that you disagreed with or you take umbrage with? You want to correct now?
No, I think I did a great job.
So you have no self-awareness even now. Did you watch the season?
No, I never watch back. Okay. I'm too busy making lists and working and demanding other people do things. Whatever.
Oh, well, you're very good at your job of being the villain on a reality show.
I know. She's so good at it.
No other job.
It is true. Like, she never seems to be actually doing anything. She's just kind of always like being like, Sam. She's always like upset with Sam. Her job is to be upset with Sam.
Which is funny because she also hates Kat, but she's not Sam, so she doesn't usually get yelled at.
But I think Kat moves just a millisecond faster than Sam, so she doesn't hate her as
much. Well, she gets there a millisecond faster because her boobs are just a little bigger.
Okay. 10-year warranty.
And they're still glowing from the previous charter.
You are no better than Simon. Okay.
Come on!
So Sam thinks Adrian's boyfriend is fake, whatever. So then there's like this really awkward meeting between Adrian, Kat, and Sam which I wrote Adrian is dead on the inside. It's not even a meeting. It's just like Sam just being like talking to her superior in a way that's so deeply inappropriate, and Adrian not standing up for herself and just looking like wide-eyed, like, what? How dare you speak to your superior like that? And then like, but not standing up to her. She's like, we're trying to find a solution. And then they're like, well, maybe you should do something.
It's funny that every episode someone's about to get fired. And I feel like they would have, but then Bravo is like, this is the cast of our TV show.
Yeah.
So conflict is actually good.
If that was not being filmed, Sam and Kat would both have been fired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Adrian would have been fired. Everyone, this would just be a boat with a captain on it.
Yeah.
Alex would have been gone. He would have fallen off the front as they pull out.
Oh.
The little dinghy driver.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's gone. Would've. The colored person, you said?
Person
under?
Of color. Okay. Not colored person.
What is the giant distinction there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, well, you don't say colored person.
Well, you don't say person of color either.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
POC.
Well, now I know. I just wouldn't, because that any type of language like that, I'm not allowed to say. The only thing I'm allowed to say is, more white bread, please.
Yeah, that's true. You're so white, you're not allowed to acknowledge people of color. Okay, so I wrote, CJ is very into himself. Who knows from why? He's probably like looking at himself in the mirror at some point. So Adrian is like, Kat, there has been an issue last night that we really need to talk about. You drank, and I know you did. And Sam's like, can I leave? Like, no. That doesn't involve me. Can I leave?
But nobody wants to be in that conversation.
No, it was weird. It's like, you should have pulled Kat aside by yourself instead of like being like, Sam, sit in between us.
Yeah.
But Kat denies it, and she's like, you don't know me. You don't know my life. And she goes, well, you need to go tell Captain Lee what happened, or I will.
Uh-huh.
And
classic.
Kat's like, okay. I double dog dare myself, and I'll do it.
Yeah, the last person you need as your ambassador is Adrian. Adrian's not going to tell the right story.
Adrian's waiting for a bus to go by to push you under.
Yeah, I would go and tell the captain instead. And then when I got to the captain, I would be like, hi, Adrian wanted me to come and tell you the truth. Adrian poisoned your water. She's trying to kill you. We should probably get her arrested. She's probably going to come up with some story where I was like, I don't know, drinking or something. But it's in actuality, really she, you know, your dog that went missing? I found it under her bed. I put it in a barrel. Let's see. Right next to Osama. And
what?
Yes. You know how he was quote unquote buried at sea?
Right.
Not real.
Where is he?
Oh, I don't know. He's happy, happy on a mountain somewhere.
Oh, you think he's alive? Okay, that's a whole other podcast. All right.
He was killed 7 years before the raid, the Navy SEAL raid.
Oh.
That killed Osama.
Okay.
He had already died 7 years ago. All those tapes that had come out were already pre-recorded. You know how they killed all the Navy SEALs that were part of that mission?
Sorry, I have some
They
gas.
Killed them all. You know about that, right? The U.S. What? Government killed all the SEAL Team 6. Look it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Yeah. All right. So.
That's my one conspiracy theory.
That they're all
that
dead.
That I believe in. No, that's not a conspiracy.
They really did.
Half
kill them?
Of them died in a single helicopter crash. The deadliest helicopter crash in the history of the U.S. military.
But what would they have gained to.
But then, like, four or five of them were all killed, like, separately after that.
But why do you think they wanted them dead?
Because they knew that Osama bin Laden had already been dead. They found out in this raid. Yeah. You think Chris Pratt went in and killed him? I know.
I'm confused.
About what?
How was he originally killed? This podcast is pivoting.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't know the fact. I don't know that. All I know is that there are questions and we should be asking them.
All right, guys. We need to take a break because I have to have a strong talk with Nick.
When
and
we
his
come back from
tangents.
Break, I have a feeling there will be a new co-host.
Yeah.
I will be engineering. I will be over there watching the Knicks game.
Like, how you keep calling it a Knicks game, even though it's clearly a Lakers game.
Who are they playing?
The Lakers.
No, who are the Lakers playing?
the Lakers.
What's my name?
We need to take a quick break. BRB. Okay, we're back. Nick has been replaced with Nick died in a
Hello.
New version of Nick.
It's me, Ben from the boat. I'm so angry I had to make those sandwiches that I gave up yachting.
And now I'm
a podcaster.
The table is so greasy.
Oh, sorry. I was making some puttanesca.
No,
I spilled a little over the table.
Hair.
Everyone says that, but that's not hair gel. It's olive oil.
That would be crazy if he was putting olive oil in his hair.
Whenever I need to season my pans, I just rub them up on top of my hair. I wear them as a hat for the day.
Correct. That was great.
Oh, and we're back.
All right, so we're back.
Those are the seagulls circling the body of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, God. So, Kat goes to talk to Captain Lee, and she has devastating news.
Oh, no.
Captain Lee, she has anxiety.
God, it hurts even just to hear you say it again hurts like I'm seeing this scene for the first time.
She gets anxious.
Now, as a man, I don't have this affliction. I get man anxiety.
Man anxiety. Okay. So she's like, I'm so embarrassed. I took two of my anxiety pills.
She didn't say that.
Didn't she? She said double the dosage?
No, she said she took more than usual, or she like upped the doses, or she took more than she was supposed to. But she didn't say double, because I have a feeling it was like 10 times as much.
No, she would have passed out.
Look,
I've taken some anxiety meds in my day.
Also, what were your anxiety meds?
Xanax.
Exactly. She's taking party drugs. She took a bunch of Xanax and also drank. And I know that she drank because CJ said that he had seen her drinking.
In a talking head. Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he said that.
Well, not those exact words.
Okay, then what is this?
But that's what he said. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't have it. Let's play it back.
Yeah, we got that clip. Okay, Nick's lying, as usual.
What am I lying about? No, he said he knew for a fact that she'd been drinking.
Yeah, but I don't think he knew that for a fact.
Well, he said he knew it for a fact.
Oh, okay. Trust CJ.
Why would you lie about that?
CJ's also like, Sam wants to fuck me so bad.
Guess what? She fucked him.
I don't think they fucked. I think they just made out.
What Disney world are you living in?
A perfect one.
When people close the doors, lock it.
That didn't
happen.
They're
fucking dead.
We didn't see them close the door.
No,
and lock
we
it.
Saw them turn the light off. And that is how delicate this production is. Ooh, the lights are out. Better run to the opposite side of the boat.
Beautiful.
Stay there. Get some cameras in there.
That's true.
Show me what's going on in the bathrooms.
So she's very embarrassed, and then Captain Lee makes her bring Adrian in, and they hash it out, and then they're like, okay, verify your prescription. Never let this happen again. Adrian did the right thing by taking Kat off service. Cool.
Yeah.
Where were you when we needed you, Captain Lee? So
she's slamming Zanny bars left and right.
Well, that's why she gets so blacked out.
Yes.
She is mixing.
Yeah.
You can't, Xanax. Like, in the first episode, we saw her naked ass. Like,
yeah.
She was butt-ass naked.
Yeah. They had, I guess they got a network note after the first ep. No more nakedness.
Well, who knows? So, apparently, Adrian and Kat are also roommates, and Kat hates her, but Adrian just wants to be everyone's friend, but they all hate her. Because she's like,
yeah.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to like make this a thing. And she's like, fuck you! Fuck you, Adrian! And she's like, Kat, come on, we're best friends.
Do you think they made love also? All the roommates made love that night in the whole boat?
No. They're all too sterile. Alex eats an eyeball. Remember when she's like, eat it, eat it, and he eats it?
Yeah. You ever had an eyeball?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, you gotta have them. They're good. Like a fish ball?
No.
Fish eyeball?
No.
Come on.
Why would I have that?
Pop it in.
Why?
What about a shrimp eyeball?
No.
Come on.
Not having it.
All right.
Couldn't convince me.
What about a human eyeball?
No.
Come on.
Can't have it.
What about like an alien's eyeball?
No.
Come on.
No, not interested.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Send all your eyeballs to me at iHeartMedia.
That's the address.
Yeah, well, Google it. I'm in charge of
everything. Bing it. Bing
whatever,
it.
Whatever Google.
Don't lie. You don't Google. You no. Bing.
Sometimes Yahoo. I do Google it. It just sends me to Bing. Sometimes Yahoo.
I don't understand this, but go ahead. Okay, cut to Adrian saying she's lonely and she's Skyping her family and her boyfriend at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Adrian is Skyping anyone she can get to. She probably has to call upwards of 300 people every time just to get one response. So she called her requisite 300 people. Two people answered. She's like, well, I'm not going to waste this.
Her mom and dad, and then Cooper.
Cooper, Mr. Cooper.
And then Cooper, or her parents get off, and she just talks to Cooper, and she's like, Cooper also manages people, so he gets it. But then she gets mad because Cooper's like, you need to be, like, more fun and chill and, like, understand where they're coming from. And she's like, Cooper does not know how to be, like, empathetic and feel for me. Like, he doesn't get it. He's not being very helpful. I'm getting very angry because he's like, be chill, Adrian. And I'm like, how fucking dare you?
I can't imagine what it would be like to date someone who's on a boat.
Yeah.
So far away for such a long time.
It's weird.
You're not dating that person.
No.
You have these awkward conversations where, I'm sorry, but if that Skype does not involve a marriage proposal ? Then I don't want to hear it.
No.
Cooper, fine.
Unless there's high production value with a banner unfolding on its own, not impressed.
You ever been in an LDR?
LDR?
Yeah, long distance relation.
No.
You ever date someone where you travel a lot, or he did, or?
No.
I know that whenever I'm talking to my lady on the phone,
mm-hmm.
when I'm like traveling or something, I'm out. I hate it.
Oh, okay.
I hate.
What are we doing right now?
No, I just like, it's just so hard to talk to someone who is not with you.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, what did you do today? Like, yeah. Who gives a shit?
The small talk is annoying.
It's terrible. It's so hard. I can't have a conversation with her while I'm gone. And yeah. I just can imagine, especially like if you're dating Adrian, it's compounded by the fact that she sucks so hard.
He must see something in her, but we can't see it even though we get a full 360 view of her life.
He must have a special flashlight to for see her tits? In her.
Okay.
Whatever we can't see.
So they all decide to go out and party, and Kat can't stop herself from partying because she pops Zannies. But
she's just got in trouble an hour ago.
Yeah, she's
nearly
like,
fired for her drug
time.
Use.
She's like, party time. So she's so embarrassed by her anxiety issues. That's what she keeps telling Dave about how she's mad and avoiding Adrian for making her speak about her anxiety issues. And she says things like, darling, while ordering alcohol. Like, darling, can I get this? Darling. Darling. What is with her accent? She does not sound like that when she's sober. But then as soon as she gets
drunk.
Well,
nobody sounds like the way you say they sound.
That was a correct accent. Darling, darling, can I get 15 shots, darling? I'm going to be snorting Xanny off this goddamn deck, darling.
No, I don't need 15 shot glasses. I'm going to do them one at a time using the same glass.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give you $300 before you start pouring.
Yep. And this is where it gets funny because Sam keeps walking up to random dude. The casualness of which she walked up to that guy group was like, hey, and they're like, huh? And, like, just starts chatting them up. And then CJ keeps like, coming up and, like, keep hitting on dudes. Like, he's so annoying.
I mean, that is the least attractive thing a person
know.
Can do.
He's just cock-blocking.
You have to know.
Like, let her have fun.
Right. She's not your girlfriend. No. Guess what? Your girlfriend, her name is Holly.
Yeah. Because
she exists.
Yeah.
And you can't date this person.
Yeah.
She's going to fuck you.
Yeah.
And you should be happy about that.
Yeah, and let it go. He's, like, in love with her. But she's not.
No.
But and she definitely love she loves dudes. The attention though.
Yeah. She's I like how open she is sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got all her hangups. It's like Dan Savage said.
Jesus Christ. Fucking Savage. Captain Lee comes out, yeah. which I thought was inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, why do we need to know you're gay?
What?
Oh, no. Comes out, right. Oh, goes out with them. It's so funny to see him in civilian clothes. Civvies, I call him. In his civvies. He's got like a, you're going to be okay.
So Kat like climbs up a pole. Like she just climbs to the top of a pole, like a stripper pole. I didn't really understand
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. There was a stripper pole at the bar. And then she's just, like, I gotta do it.
She's not dancing on it. She's climbing it.
She's not good at anything.
She's just climbing a stripper pole. Like, look how high up I can go.
What a guy. And then Captain Lee notices and goes, the money shot.
This doesn't look good.
No, he says, she's not wearing any underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've missed that.
Somebody said it. I thought it was.
But you couldn't really see. I thought she was wearing short.
Well, we couldn't see, but Captain Lee had a much better angle. The captain's dick.
He ain't wrong. All right. Yeah. So, and then at one point, hell yeah, I did. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You gay.
Captain's dick.
You party.
All right.
And then at one point, Kat just admits to her alcoholism. She said, I started underage and it got worse with yachting. I was like, okay, this is dark. Maybe don't drink or maybe get help or like, I don't know. That was weird. I was like, don't say you started underage and it got worse with yachting because you're currently yachting, which means it's just going to progress further and that's bad and you clearly have a problem.
Yeah. She don't also, do this.
Yeah.
She told you what her main problem is.
Anxiety.
Yeah, no, alcoholism.
And
everyone's
she's mixing
got anxiety
it with her anxiety meds.
How many Xannies do you take a day?
I don't take any a day.
Okay, see, this is what I'm saying.
I only take it if I truly, truly need
this
it.
This is what I'm saying. She takes Xannies every day.
She does not need to take it once a
have
day.
Have you ever seen? I know she, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
she
she's
does
that anxious.
Literally every day of her life. Have you ever seen Intervention?
Yes.
You know, Xanax is just like this other like additional drug, like a plus, mm-hmm. heroin plus Xanax, mm-hmm. something like that. So her main problem is the alcohol.
Yeah.
But she's also, she got a little booster.
It's not good. And Xanax erases your memory like no other. So she's out here taking no responsibility for her actions because she can't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Not good. All right. Sam keeps walking around with her big purse. That's why I know she has a huge purse, trying to avoid CJ. And of course, CJ crawls up behind her and goes, "You want to make out with any of these guys, or do you want to go home and sleep? Fuck off, CJ. You are a fool. Your girlfriend is going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh God, can you imagine? Like, okay, say you're in an open relationship.
Okay,
you don't want to see it.
No, you don't want to see it.
And then you certainly, if you do see it, you want to see your partner being cool.
Yeah.
And like getting the person if they want. You don't want to be like the person that you spend your life with when they go out and try to hit on people. Everyone else is like, gah!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You gross. What am I going to swim in your chin dimple? Get out of here.
I'm telling you, he looks like Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman doesn't have a chin dimple.
He doesn't?
Cleft chin, is that?
I don't know the correct terminology.
Okay.
Why? Why do you ask?
No, I was, because I wanted to use the term. It's a cleft chin.
He might, but he has a beard right now, so I can't see.
He has a cleft chin. It's fine.
No,
I'm not judging him. I'm not saying it's bad.
Jason Schwartzman doesn't have one.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
CJ does. Yeah, CJ definitely does. I've noticed it.
Yeah.
I've seen her chin. But, fuck CJ. I find him so, he's so unappealing because he's so cocky. There's nothing interesting about him. It's like, you're just a horny dude who thinks some girl's in love with you when she's actively trying to avoid you and you're using that as an opportunity to be like, well, clearly she wants me if she's running from me. Fuck off. And then Sam keeps saying no while continuously smiling, and they get back to the boat, and Sam is trying to get away from CJ, so she tries to sleep on the couch, and he just like cuddles her, and she's being like, leave me alone, and he's like, all right, babe.
Yeah, he kisses her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where that kiss landed because she's wrapped up in so many blankets.
Yeah, like
just
furry.
Trying to make him get a hint.
Yeah, like, I'm on the couch. Go back down to our cabin and leave me alone. And he is not taking the hint.
Yeah.
On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. Go ahead. Sing your song.
These are commercial. Well, let me do a good version, right?
Okay, I'm waiting.
These are commercials. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Those were commercials.
Okay.
Thanks.
We're back. So last thing we see is Sam trying to get away from CJ. And then CJ has this really weird confessional where he says, Sam is like really chill and I'm really high octane. So it's like we're dating without the sex, which to me was like, no, it's more like you're being creepy and just trying to create like a bang situation. And Sam isn't into it. And you're like manifesting this all into your head. And everyone thinks you're a creep, CJ. Mostly me. I don't know. How do you guys feel about CJ?
Me and myself?
Yeah.
The Nick and also Nick?
Audiences.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Leave us a review on iTunes and let us know how you feel about CJ.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever you have to say to us, leave it in a 5-star review on iTunes.
I'm not talking to anyone who doesn't talk to me through 5-star reviews. That's true. That's the same goes with Lyra. I make her review me, and I'll be honest.
That's your girlfriend, wife.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a lot of 5-star reviews lately.
From her?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because now we've switched to a 6-star rating, and I get 6 stars. Because it's one more.
What do you think about CJ?
I love him.
Do you?
That's a guy, right?
Oh,
No, he's got a beautiful body.
What?
Yes. Well,
I guess he's fit.
He is very fit.
Okay.
And it doesn't fit with his old face.
No!
Because he's got old face disease like a motherfucker.
He got grunge face.
Oh, my God. It's so unfortunate.
Remember that
song? He is a butterface.
You know,
it's nice
say,
when it's a man.
I was going to say, remember that Nelly song, Looking for a Tip Drill?
No. How does it go? Please sing it in its entirety.
I forget exactly. It's just like, looking for a tip drill. That's
looking
horrible.
For a tip
but the
drill.
Tip drill is like a person with a good body and an ugly face.
Why?
I don't remember. But
what's the etymology?
I don't know. Call Nelly. Next week we'll have Nelly on to explain this to us. But that's what that makes me think of. He's a tip drill. He's got like bunk ass face with he's a hot guy. He's
still
fit.
Like a butter face.
Yeah, no, that's it. I was just giving another synonym
that you possibly have made up because this isn't even
I
from a hit
make
song.
It up. It's looking for
this
a tip
this isn't from
drill.
A radio hit. This is a deep cut that you're referencing. No one knows a tip drill. I don't know, like T.I. Tip Harris? Has that got something to do with that?
No, it's a Nelly song. Tip drill.
Talking about a tip drill.
Yeah, tip drill. Tip drill lyrics.
Yeah, right, okay.
I said it must be your ass because it ain't your face. I need a tip drill. I need a tip drill. I said it must be your ass because it ain't your face.
Come on, give me three.
I need a tip drill.
Sing
I need
it.
A tip drill. I don't remember how it goes. I said if you see a tip drill, point her out. Where's she at? Point her out. Where's she at?
I said if you see a tip drill, point her out. Where's
she
at?
There
she
goes.
Point her out. Where's she at?
I said if you see a tip drill, point her out. Where she's at.
Said if you see a tip drill, point her out. Where's she at? Point her out.
We throwing money in the air like we don't give up. Bad word. Looking for a tip drill. I mean a tip drill. We throwing money in there like we don't give a bad word. Looking for a tip drill. I mean a tip drill. Now this is Murphy Lee. He comes in.
You know we can curse on this podcast.
It's blocked out in the lyrics, so I'm just following the lyrics. How mama girl. Nope. Now mama girl, you got a friend that don't mind joining in. Oh, it's about threesomes now.
Yeah, with his mom.
He's saying, I'm a tip drill because I'm a tip drill.
I've learned nothing from these lyrics.
Now, baby girl, bring it over. Let me spit my pimp juice. I need a tip drill. I need a tip drill. Now, baby girl, bring it over. Let me spit my pimp juice. I need a tip drill. I need a tip drill. I said I ain't no fun unless we get some. I need a tip drill. We need a tip drill. I said I ain't no fun unless we get some. I need a tip drill. We need a tip drill. Now you go into the hook. Now he's saying, is you a tip drill? We need a tip drill. So at this point, he's kind of like, well, are you really a tip drill? Not clear. Use a tip drill at this point. Girl, you a tip drill. I said I want to let you ride, but the rubber might slide.
I have a question.
Turn that ass up, mama. Put that dip in your back.
I have a question.
And let me tip drill. Just let me tip drill. Oh, okay. So tip drill is also potentially a sex move.
Oh, I have a question.
Then he goes into, and we like ondale, ondale, mama, EI, EI. Uh-oh, what's popping tonight? That's interesting. So Nelly does that often in his songs.
I have a question.
Yes, Nick.
How is this still happening?
You asked about the song. I am giving you context.
Yeah, but since you've been doing that, I left the room. I baked a turkey. I finished it. And now I've come back and you didn't notice.
Okay, now it's a girl singing and she wrote, my apple bottom look right. I know you want a bite. Use a tip drill. I heard you was a tip drill.
Andale, andale, andale. Oh, what's popping now?
Yeah. Oh, listen to this one. You old tip drill, you monkey ass tip drill. I know you a trick. Go spend that shit. You old tip drill, you monkey ass tip drill.
All right. And in the studio, we have the man himself, Nelly. Hi, Nelly. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for having me. Hey, Anna has a question about tip drill. Asking me a question.
This is when the Saint Lunatics all come in together. They say Saint Louis got tip drill, Naptown got tip drill, Cleveland got tip drill, KC got tip drill, Miami got tip drill, New Orleans got tip drill, Detroit got tip drill, DC got tip drill, West Coast got tip drill. Right. That's very encompassing.
If you can name one member of the Saint Lunatics, I'll let you continue.
Nelly.
Damn it.
There's Nelly, there's Murphy Lee, there's Kai Juan.
Well, don't read it off
there's
of your
Allie.
Bing.
I'm not. You know what? There's nothing more infuriating when you think I'm using Bing.
You wish you could use Bing.
No, honey,
Bing
I don't.
It probably doesn't even work for you.
I didn't download some torrent and ruin my Jesus. Goddamn internet search life. Okay?
I wish I knew what I did.
Yeah.
I'm living in a prison. You know, I have Google on my phone, and a lot of times I just have to Google it on my phone.
Well, I believe that, but wait till that hits. Okay, so we figured out CJ is a tip drill. That is the end of the episode.
Oh, shit. Is it time for boat facts?
Yeah, hit me with boat
shit.
Facts.
Hold on. Boat fact. Boat. Oh, it's boat trivia. It's not just a boat fact because there's a game involved. All right. Boat trivia. No, okay. All right, I guess we
chugga 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 chugga
cycle through all of them.
Hold on. What's that? The birds are coming to attack us?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay.
There's poop everywhere.
All right. All right. Nice boat trivia question.
All right.
Okay. What was the first Olympics to have the sport of yachting?
Like what year?
What year?
This is a tough one, Alex.
Yeah. But you know, it's every 4 years, starting with like, I think 1900 and then four, you know, it's like you count it like that until the
90s. What is 1986?
No, you're off by almost 100 years.
What is 1786?
1896. You missed it by another 100.
I really thought I nailed it.
1896.
It was 1896? Yeah. Damn, okay. I was close.
So that's the nice trivia question.
Okay, what's the bad one?
Okay. Was Christopher Walken involved with the murder of Natalie Wood?
Yes.
Okay, that is true.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one I could definitely agree on.
Okay, good. If you don't know what we're talking about, bing it.
Bing it.
You got a lot to learn about Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken murdering Natalie Wood. Okay.
I have a boat question for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I never expected this. Yes.
Don't get too close.
Okay.
One, have you ever been on a boat?
I have been on a boat, yes.
What would you say your favorite boat is?
My favorite boat?
Like boat style.
The Titanic.
No. Okay, that you've been on.
That I do like the boat. There's I've
no
been
way you
on.
Like the Titanic.
You know, I've never been on a cruise, but I might go on one soon.
And that's your favorite type of boat, even though you haven't been on it?
My favorite type of boat is a fishing boat.
Oh.
Because they come stocked with those beer coolers, baby. No, I actually had one of the worst times of my life ever on a fishing boat.
Okay.
My parents took my brother and I on a fishing boat. Mm-hmm. You know, we went out into the ocean and we were fishing. And before we went out, they took Dramamine.
Okay.
Which, you know, is for seasickness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you who didn't get any Dramamine.
You.
Me or Jeremy, my brother.
Oh.
And I spent the entire trip puking.
Oh. Do you get seasickness often?
I'm really mad at my parents because
they're not caring about you.
Why wouldn't they give me the Dramamine? You know, I haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. I was 13.
They played REM the whole time on the boat. But I think it was like the first time I'd ever heard REM, you know?
And you were like vomiting?
And I'm vomiting the whole time. And then that actually ended up being one of my favorite bands a couple of years later.
Interesting.
That was my first concert. Does this answer your question?
REM was?
I like yachts.
Okay. Okay.
I like the same yachts they use on Below Deck. The Honor is actually my favorite boat.
Are you going to ask me?
Nope.
None of your business. Damn it.
Lyra and I actually discussed going on a cruise today.
Oh, yeah?
Because her father, who is a world-class auto harp player, is in the Auto Harp Hall of Fame.
He travels the country teaching
auto harp at festivals and stuff. Yeah, it's like a slide guitar. Like a lyre, you know?
You're a lyre.
And, it's just, you know, you just like keep it on your chest.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you hold it with one arm and you play it with the other arm.
You doing gigs?
And so he was invited.
Oh, Dolly Parton plays one.
He was invited to go on an auto harp cruise, and Lyra and I are discussing going on that cruise. But, you know, auto harp's pretty niche.
Yeah, no.
But when he came out, last time they came out to L.A., her parents, her dad was doing a festival in California, like a few hours north. But then he drove down and we all went to go watch him. We went to this Korean church in Downey, California.
As you do.
And because his friend who, like, he... I don't know if he like preached at this church, but it was like this was his congregation somehow. And he had taught everybody auto harp. And he makes auto harps. He builds auto harps and he sells them to his congregation. And then Lyra had her dad. If you want to look him up, his name is Will Smith, the auto harpist. That is his name. he's not the movie star. But and then so we went and he played for this entire Korean congregation and then like taught them some moves on the auto harp or whatever.
I literally just typed in Will Smith thinking it would come up.
Well, you got to put auto harp probably on the end of that.
Wow. In the bleak midwinter, auto harp by Will Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
That is legendary that her dad's name is Will Smith. Yeah. And he plays the auto harp. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get Lyra's dad, Will Smith, in here.
Well,
what if I booked the wrong Will Smith?
I'm pretty sure there's lots. It's a pretty common name.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks,
right,
for,
yeah, thanks
for being here. We're down in the balloon, man.
Yeah, we're in this we're in this boat. Let us out.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, it's flooding.
Oh, God. That was my last piece of steak just fell into the ocean, floated away.
Well, what can you do? That's why I said you keep them in baggies that are weighted.
So they sink faster?
No, because they stay on the boat instead of floating out.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you weight them in the right spot.
So
I'm dumb.
Yeah, no, you definitely are.
I'm dumb guy?
Yeah, you definitely are. so you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DeckheadsPod. I'm at Anna Hosnia on Twitter.
And I'm Nick Turner, and you can find me if you really want.
On Bing!
If you just DM me, ask me for my address, I'll tell it. I'll tell you it. But you gotta, if you ask me for my address in a review on iTunes.
It's 123 Avocado Lane.
You know, the Avocado is a street right by here.
Okay.
So that probably is someone's address.
Well, go to it. Okay, what do you want me to do? Say hello from the decade.
It's very unsafe.
No, it's not.
Because our fans, I don't know, this isn't
our
out yet.
Our lovely people.
Have not, they've not, probably not been born yet.
Our love, what?
Yeah.
What are we dropping this?
I don't know, but I have no faith.
All right, Nick, get in.
Look at that boat go.
Goodbye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.